Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Before we begin, allow me to make a very special announcement. On October the 6th, starting at 10 a.m., we will be conducting a one-of-a-kind training experience at the Omni Hotel in Dallas. You will have the opportunity to earn on-site certifications in team building, sales, and leadership. If you're interested in growing your team and expanding your base and maximizing your income opportunities, I would challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to come and see me in Dallas. It'd be an honor to meet you face-to-face, and you will be excited about what you receive. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply word problems. Word problems. Look all around you, and it seems like we've been surrounded by word problems all our lives. In grade school, we were posed with the question, if Johnny has 5 apples and Susie has 3, and Susie gives Johnny 2 of her apples, how many does Johnny have? Well, that was a word problem. We've been inundated with them all our lives. Turn on any game show, and those game shows are typically word problems. Think of Wheel of Fortune. If you can guess the phrase on the screen, then you win a jackpot of amazing proportions. It's just a word problem. We look at all the different shows and the crossword puzzles and things that people play. We are fascinated with word problems. Well, in business, word problems also have a relevance because it's the person that learns how to master their words that can get people to do extraordinary things and that can build exceptional teams. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the word problem still exists because it's what we say to people every day that determines whether they join our teams, buy our products and services, whether they're going to refer other people to do business with us. It's all about what we say. Those who have that quote-unquote gift for gab are good at mastering the word problem concept. They know how to inspire, to lead, to energize, and educate just by using their words. So let's outline some of the key components in our word acronym that we should use every day to inspire other people. First off, that W in our word acronym says that we must use our words to convince others to work. Yes, my friends and neighbors, let's convince others to work. If anyone approaches you or you approach anybody and they say to you, listen, I want you to join our organization. You're going to have a whole lot of fun and you don't even have to work that hard. We'll do all the hard work for you. That's not the way to build a team, to endure trust, and to get exceptional results. On the contrary, my friends and neighbors, when you tell somebody, listen, hard work is going to be required. And I assure you that if you give it everything you've got, you're going to experience results like you've never seen. Our words have to inspire people to work harder than they've ever worked before. Thomas Alva Edison once said, there is no substitute for hard work. Theodore Roosevelt said that the best prize life has to offer is the chance to work hard at work worth doing. Colin Powell said that there is no secret to success. The result is the preparation, hard work, and learning from mistakes. Now listen, we just looked at the quotes from Thomas Edison, Theodore Roosevelt, and Colin Powell, men who are regarded highly in history. That is an example of hard work at its finest, convincing individuals that in order to be successful, work is required. You say, how do I convince them? You go after people who already understand hard work, but they're not getting great benefit from it. I remember one time, I valet parked my cars quite often, and I remember seeing a valet, and he ran to every single car. When you gave him the ticket, he took off and ran to go get the car, and when you parked your car coming up to him, he'd run to come and greet you. Yes, he was a hard worker. And one time I asked him, I said, what else do you do other than valet cars? He said, well, I'm a full-time college student, and I do this at night, and I try my best to make sure that everybody's taken care of. And I asked him the question. I said, what if I told you the only difference between you and me is hard work and where our work is applied? He says, oh, no, man, you probably have way more education and way more experience. I said, you may be right, but the one thing that I have that you can immediately match is hard work. That young man went from a college student valet parking cars to an intern doing incredible work with our company and now leading a lot of other people as well. That encouragement to let someone know the only thing separating you and me is the fact that we can work hard. That's the only replicatable component that we have. And when we communicate to people that all we have to be able to do is muster up the energy to get up an hour earlier, to stay up an hour later, to watch an hour less television, to do just a few things differently, and when we do them, work hard at it and do them consistently every day. Now my words are encouraging people to phenomenal action. That O in our word problem acronym outlines that we have to use our words to open minds. Yes, to open minds. Think about it. Everyone's mind is fixed from the experiences they've had in their lives. And a closed-minded person is simply a person unwilling to try something new. Think about the restaurants you've gone to that had something on the menu that you thought about trying, but your mind was closed because you said, you know, I've never eaten that before. I don't want to take a chance. Well, that's the mentality of most people we meet. They don't want to take a chance. And our words are used to open their minds. You say, well, how is that accomplished? Remember, our society is the product of open minds. There are airplanes, spaceships, self-driving cars. There's the internet. There are cell phones that you can just talk to, and you don't even have to push a button, and they'll call the people for you. Listen, we advance because somebody had the boldness to have an open mind. My words have to convince the people around me to unlock and to open their minds. You say, how is that accomplished? First of all, relate to them. At one point, I thought just like you. I was afraid to try things on the menu. I was afraid to go new places. I was afraid to take risks. And that fear caused me to miss opportunities. And I told myself I would never, ever miss an opportunity because I closed my mind. Think about how powerful our minds are. Our minds have the capacity to remember things that happened from the time we were 3 years old all the way till today. If you really think hard enough, you'll remember your first grade teacher. That's the power of our mind. Why close something so powerful and doubt the power that's in our minds and not take advantage of great opportunities? It's our words, ladies and gentlemen, that open up the minds of people to say, I can do it. The reason that you're on the journey you're on right now is because someone's words unlocked your mind. It was not just the fact that you saw them succeed. Seeing success is great, but before success is seen, success is heard. And it's heard by us excitingly telling people about the way they can grow by hard work and open-mindedness. Now, if you enjoyed this segment of our training, you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Contact the person that sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.